a very interesting story. I was on the waiting list at Dartmouth, and so Blackman calls me up and says, we have an admitted student who is near where you live in Pennsylvania, and his father is bringing him up to look at the school, and I want you to go ride with him, and I'll get you an interview with the director of admissions at Dartmouth to see if we can get you off the waiting list. Go up and really like Dartmouth. For me, it was like, this is what I imagined college to be, you have sort of an image, and this was like the perfect thing. I go into the admissions office, and he's fumbling around, and he says, well, where else did you get in? And I said, well, I got into Duke, and I got into Wesleyan in Connecticut. My high school principal thought that was great because I was interested in public affairs, and he had some knowledge of their political science department. And he looked at me and he said, you got into Wesleyan? Well, I know Bob something down there. Let me call him up and see if he saw something I didn't. So he says, you wait outside. I'll call Bob up at Wesleyan. And so he calls Bob up at Wesleyan. And then he calls me in and he says, you know, I really think that, that this is a good case that he made for you. We'll admit you. So I was admitted off the waiting list and ended up finishing summa cum laude there. So that tells you something about prediction. And I have a hunch as to what it was. We never heard of it, knew much about the SAT, and so we had to go over to Princeton to take it, drive from Reading to Princeton in the morning and take it cold at Princeton. And in the morning you had the aptitude test, and in the afternoon you had the achievement tests, which were based on what you studied in school. And the aptitude test, I didn't do that great on. I'd never seen questions like this. Fish is the cat, is the dog, you know, analogies and everything. Yeah. This, you know, this has had nothing to do with what I studied. So I think Dartmouth looked at the SAT, but Wesleyan looked at the achievement exams, where I actually, you know, I took a longer English test. I know I took one on history, social studies. And I got almost perfect scores on the things I studied in school. So that, I think, was crucial. Ever since then, I've been, frankly, leery of the SAT as a good measure of what people know.